96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. A northern Wisconsin tribe is addressing growing concerns over immigration enforcement and tribal sovereignty. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa held a community forum Monday night after recent reports of immigration and customs enforcement activity on the reservation. According to the Wisconsin Examiner, tribal leaders have raised alarms after reports that Native Americans were picked up or questioned by ICE during enforcement operations in the Twin Cities. Tribal chairwoman Liz Arbuckle spoke about the stress the community is facing.
It's unnerving. We've seen Native people picked up in Minneapolis. We've heard those stories. We've seen those stories. So we are unnerved. So a little extra preparedness, thoughtfulness, kindness, it won't go amiss. That's for sure.
Leaders urged members to carry tribal enrollment ID along with a photo ID. Arbuckle says that tribal IDs are free for enrolled Bad River members and can be updated if needed. Other tribes may also offer similar services. They also highlighted statewide resources such as the Native American Rights Fund, the ACLU of Wisconsin, and Legal Action Wisconsin, which can help tribal members understand their rights and create personal safety plans. State Representative Angela Stroud of the 73rd Assembly District spoke about ICE activity across the region.
You know, it's targeting urban areas, but it's not limited to urban areas. Rural areas are also being affected. And so it's not that we know they're going to come, but we need to be prepared because it's happening throughout our region, even if it's focused on Minnesota right now.
Several tribes, including Bad River, Lacouturay, Oneida, and Ho-Chunk, are notifying members that agents cannot enter a home without a judicially signed warrant. Wisconsin tribes are issuing guidance on documenting encounters, accessing legal help, and creating personal safety plans. Green Bay continues to mourn Alex Preddy. Connie Fellman takes us there.
A memorial to Alex Preddy outside his alma mater, Green Bay's Preble High School, got a new addition. A banner signed by fellow Hornets offering messages of sympathy and support.
Following the death of Alex Preddy, we really, the community struggled so much to accept this loss and to process these emotions. And I think that myself and my friend really just found that it was very, very important for us to allow people to have an outlet to express their emotions.
Deanna Wozniak is a senior at Preble. She and fellow senior Elania Mitchell came up with the idea for the banner. Wozniak tells us it's a way to give voice to so many emotions that have been swirling among her classmates this past week, following Preddy's death at the hands of federal officers in Minneapolis last weekend.
I cried. I cried. It was a lot of, there's a lot of sadness and confusion, but mostly it's a lot of anger to know that this is something that is happening. It has happened. Of course, it is happening in Minnesota, but it is all over the country. And to see it, I feel like this truly just brought it home for me, for so many kids here at this school. It really it brought this story home and this tragedy home.
Mitchell joined Wozniak just after lunch on Friday. Together, the two braved the still lingering bitter cold to add some warmth from and for the Preble community in Green Bay. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
February is Seen and Be Seen Month in Wisconsin. The Law of the Month reminds drivers that headlights improve visibility and safety. The State Department of Transportation Division of State Patrol encourages drivers to check that headlights are on and working properly during periods of darkness and limited visibility. During this time of year, winter weather conditions and longer hours of darkness make it especially important to remember the correct use of headlights. State law requires drivers to use headlights during hours of darkness and all other times when there isn't enough light to clearly see a person or vehicle 500 feet away, and in adverse weather conditions like fog, rain, or snow that limit visibility. Drivers should also be sure to check twice for road users on bikes and motorcycles. A recent report from the American Lung Association found that Wisconsin lawmakers haven't done enough to reduce tobacco usage in the state. James Kelly has more.
According to organization data, tobacco use kills nearly 8,000 Wisconsinites each year, making it the leading cause of preventable death and disease both in the state and across the country. High school students in Wisconsin also use tobacco at a higher rate than the national average. The American Lung Association releases a review on tobacco control each year, in which Wisconsin typically receives mostly failing grades. The review awards letter grades to states based on five categories. Wisconsin received F grades in tobacco prevention and cessation funding, access to cessation services, and flavored tobacco products, as well as a D grade for tobacco taxes. The state did receive a B grade in the final category, ensuring smoke-free air. The American Lung Association is calling on state lawmakers to raise Wisconsin's legal age of sale for tobacco products to 21, protect the statewide smoke-free air law, and create tax parity between cigarettes and e-cigarettes.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Governor Tony Evers sent a letter to Wisconsin's congressional delegation this week, urging them to revise the new federal hemp law, which bans the sale of most hemp products in the United States starting in November of 2026. It was passed as part of the plan to reopen the federal government last year after the longest federal government shutdown in U.S. history. According to Evers, the new federal hemp law is projected to jeopardize $700 million in economic impact for the state and nearly 3,500 jobs in Wisconsin. The impacts of the new federal hemp bill will be further intensified in Wisconsin due to the fact that Wisconsin has not yet legalized medical or recreational marijuana. The growing of hemp has become a strong diversification option for Wisconsin farmers, and as of November 2025, Wisconsin had 470 federally licensed hemp producers. Meanwhile, a bill that would allow Wisconsin law enforcement agencies to conduct roadside drug tests is on Governor Tony Evers' desk for consideration. Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
If signed into law, the legislation would allow law enforcement authorities to conduct a saliva test while investigating potential operating while intoxicated violations, like the use of a preliminary breath test during OWI investigations. The result at the scene could not be used as evidence, but would allow law enforcement authorities to require a blood test be taken to confirm or deny that result. The saliva test will be able to detect substances like marijuana, methamphetamines, and certain opiates. Because the test would not be admissible evidence in court, law enforcement authorities would also be required to dispose of the samples taken during their investigation. Governor Evers has previously expressed his intent to sign the bill into law, but it will still take some time for law enforcement authorities to train and test the new tool before it can be widely used. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
13 people could face criminal charges tied to the failed recall of Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss 2 years ago. Officials say those who tried to oust Voss allegedly listed fake addresses on petition forms, and others submitted signatures from people who didn't actually sign. But the state's Election Commission ruled that there's not enough proof that organizer Matt Snorick or the recall committee violated the law. The committee is recommending charges to the Racine County District Attorney's Office, which will decide whether to take the matter any further. One of the partisan races coming up in November 2026 is a repeat of the 2022 election. In 2022, Attorney General Josh Call narrowly defeated Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney. This year, Toney seeks to unseat the two-term incumbent again. The latest Marquette Law School poll finds that 10 months before the election, voters view both candidates favorably. Poll director Charles Franklin.
We love us some attorney general candidates. I exaggerate a little bit, but not hugely. Both Eric Toney and Josh Call have slightly net positive favorability ratings. Both of them have a plus +5.
Franklin says Call is the better known of the candidates, with 56% of poll respondents saying they had no opinion of him. That's compared to 75% with no opinion of Toney. The most recent Marquette poll was conducted between February 11th and February 19th, with a margin of error of plus or minus 4.3. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs have announced $2 million in grant funding to bolster flood resilience across the state. Civic Media's James Kelly has the story.
According to a press release, the funding through the Pre-Disaster Flood Resilience Grant Program is meant to help communities identify and mitigate flood vulnerabilities with strategies like reconnecting streams and floodplains or reducing erosion hazards. Two types of grant funding were made available through the program, one for assessing vulnerabilities and one to implement the mitigation methods. The goal is to naturally manage flooding before disasters like in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties last August strike. The Oneida Nation received the largest funding award at $300,000 to create a culvert inventory and study water flow and hydraulic structure. The City of Madison, Ozaukee County, and City of Stevens Point also received significant funding awards of over $200,000. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
How much will it cost to see the Packers play? Civic Media's Connie Feldman has that answer.
The price to see the Packers play has gone up for this season. The team announced the new pricing on Friday. Depending on where you sit in the bowl, you'll be paying between $4 and $22 more per ticket. Packers president and CEO Ed Policy said the ticket prices for a game at Lambeau are around the middle of the NFL's pricing range. With the new increases, face value prices for regular season tickets are between $143 and $196. Preseason tickets are cheaper, but tickets sold through a third-party ticket broker can be substantially higher. Packers fans don't seem to be priced out, though, with more than 155,000 people on the waiting list to buy Packers season tickets. Most wait decades for their chance to buy that 18 inches of pure aluminum pleasure. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The crew heads to Kansas City. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers wrapped up their six-game homestand with an 8-2 win over the Rays. I asked the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, if he feels he's grown as a starter despite giving up a home run.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think it shows, you know, the growth that I've come from last year. You know, last year I would not have been able to do that. And so it's, you know, there's a step in the right direction with it all.
The Brewers are off to a good start. They're 5-1. They'll play the Royals in Kansas City tomorrow night. Game time, 6:45. NBA, the Bucks competed but lost to the Rockets 119-113. Doc Rivers says he got a compliment about his young roster from one of his own former players, Kevin Durant.
I loved how unselfish this group of guys were. I mean, Kevin, Katie, and I had a running dialogue through the game, and even he made that comment and said, man, they're playing the right way. That's good when you see and hear an opposing player say that.
That's Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Rain, freezing rain, and snow likely today. We could get an inch or two of some slushy accumulation by the time things wind down, but it is going to be messy. Our high, mid-30s today. Tonight, 25. Tomorrow, more rain, freezing rain, and snow with a high near 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.